We'll turn over to the 8th chapter of Solomon's Song. Solomon's Song, chapter 8. Oh, that thou wert as my brother, that sucked the breasts of my mother, then I would find thee without. I would kiss thee, yea, I should not be despised. I would lead thee, and who would instruct me? I would cause thee to drink of my spiced wine, of the juice of my pomegranate. His left hand should be under my head, and his right hand should embrace me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love until he please. Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? I raised thee up under the apple tree. There thy mother brought thee forth. There she brought me forth that bare thee. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath the most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give up all the substance of his house for love, it would be utterly condemned. We have a wonderful picture in these verses of the power of love. Love is a seal. Set me as a seal upon mine heart. Love is an inward seal. Set me as a seal upon mine heart. It is also an outward seal, as a seal upon mine arm. For what love works in our heart, it works outwardly and demonstrates to the world the power of the Savior's love. And then you will notice love is strong as death. We read that death is the last enemy, but there is something far more stronger than death. That is love. And then it shows you that this love, while it may be as cruel as the grave, it's not going to conquer, because the coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath the most vehement flame. So there is a warmth in love that cannot be measured. Many waters cannot quench love. Love is unquenchable. The floods cannot drown it. Love, the love of Jesus, can't be drowned. If a man would give up all the substance of his house for love, it would be utterly contemned. This is the love that passeth knowledge and all understanding. It's the love that the hymn writer wrote of, the love that Jesus had for me, to suffer in the cruel tree, that thy ransomed soul might be, is more than tongue can tell. When you go home today, look again at that passage, and look at the power of all of those things that are mentioned. But all of them are powerless compared to the power of the love of God. What did it do? It took Jesus from off the throne of God. It made him again in the likeness of man. It brought him down to this earth to be despised and rejected, to be spit upon and to be stoned and to be thrashed and to be whipped and to be taken out and on an old piece of wood, the old tree of the cross, nail him up and let him hang there. And what happened? while man didn't shut their eyes to it, the very sun in the heaven shut its eyes to it. The very sun that God made couldn't look upon this object of revolt, Christ. Is there any sorrow like my sorrow? No. This is supreme love, because it is divine love, because it's the love of God to me. May the Lord help us to get a fresh vision of His love as we break the bread and drink the cup today. Let us bow our heads, and some brother will say thank you to the Lord for the broken bread, broken for us, a type, a symbol of the body that was smashed at Calvary for you and for me. May we all say a big thank you to Jesus for giving His body to be broken thus for us.